Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I'd like to share with you the drasha that I share with my kehila yesterday on Shabbos, Parshas Lech Lecha, Tovshin Peihei. The Medrash on the Pasuk Vayhi B'Me'am Rafael says the following: Rabbi Yeshua de Sakinim b'shem Rabbi Levi Pasach, Rabbi Yeshua of Sakinim in the name of Rabbi Levi, Darshin the following Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitul Lamed Zayin, Cherev Paschu Rishoim, V'dorchu Kashtom Lahapil Oni V'Evyoim, Litvoya Yishrei Dorech, Charbom Tovoi V'Libom, V'Kashtoisom Tishavarno. Says the Medrash Maisa, Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanis. There's a story with Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanis. Shayu Echov Chorshim B'Mishar. Horkanis was from the richest people in Klal Yisrael, and his sons, Eliezer's brothers, were plowing the fields, b'mishar, on the plains. V'uchayrish Bahar, Eliezer, was plowing on the side of the mountain. V'nafla parasoi v'nishbira. And his cow that was plowing fell and broke its leg. Omar, so Eliezer said, l'tayvasi nishbira regal parasi. This is for my good that it broke its leg. And Barach v'holach lo yitzel Rabbi Yechida ben Zakkai. So he ran away from home and he went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yechida ben Zakkai. It's a little bit different than the story in the beginning of Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. His father was not happy with his decision and did not send him an allowance or a stipend. But Yoichel koizas adama, he pasha didn't have food to eat and he ate some dirt. Achasa piv reach ra. And that's what sustained him until he had such a bad, foul odor coming from his mouth because of the dirt that he was eating. Halchu v'amru l'Rabbi Yechida ben Zakkai, so the Talmidim went to Rabbi Yechida ben Zakkai. Now we would think, they would complain that he has bad breath and it's bothering them. They didn't say that. They said, Re'ach piv shel Rabbi Elazar kashel loy. It's bothering him. His bad breath is bothering him. Said Rabbi Yechida ben Zakkai, Kishem shivashta reach picha la'teira, just like you ruined your breath for Teira, kein yiyeh reach tamudcha hilach misayfa hilam v'atsayfai. The aroma, the smell of your learning will spread from one end of the world to the other end. Le'achar yomim, continues the Medrash, after some time, Ola Aviv l'nadoisim in a chos of Horkanis sees his son is not coming back, and he's going up to Yerushalayim to cut him out of his will entirely, to make a neder that he cannot have any benefit from his property, from his estate. Umatza yoshev edayrish, and he found his son Eliezer darshening in front of all the gedolei hador, and not just the Rosh Hashivas and the Talmidei Chachamim, u'gedolei medina, so yoshevim lefanav. The gedolei medina, the rich and chashev people. Ben Tzitzis HaKeses was one of them, Nakdiman Ben Gurion, Ben Kalba Savua. What was the drasha that Rebbe Lezer was giving on this pasuk in Tehillim? What did he say? Cherev paschu rishoyim. The rishoyim started a cherev with a sword, ze'amrofel v'chaveirov. This is Amrofel. Amrofel, as Rashi tells us, is Nimrod. Vayi bimei Amrofel and Kedar Loimer. V'amalochim asheritoi. This was the war that they began, the four kings with the five kings. Lahapil oni ve'evyoin. To topple a poor person's light. It's referring to light. Litvoyach yishrei darech. To slaughter one who is of a yosher, on a straight way. Zavram. What happened? Charbam tovei belibam. Charbam tovei belibam. Their sword came back in their hearts. As the pasuk says, that Avram Avinu, vayichalek aleim alayla huva avoda vayakem, and he beat them. This was the drasha Eliezer was saying. So Amar Lei Horkanis gets up and he says, Bini, I came here to cut you out of my estate. Achshav, when I heard such a drasha, kol nechosai nesunin loch v'matana, I'm giving the whole thing to you as a present. So I found that Moran Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman Zolzai Gesundin Stark in the Hakdama to a sefer called Shari Beis Medrash, which was a sefer of Chidushim from his yeshiva, and Chela Gimel. So in the psicha to this sefer called the Pesach Shari Beis HaMedrash, he asked the following question. And he says, I don't understand. And by the way, he's the one who made the diuk before that they said to Rabbi Echlem and Zakkai, not his bad breath bothers us, but is bothering him. Frechter Meir Tzvi, I don't understand. The fact that he came and he found Rabbi Lezer darshaning Torah, that wasn't enough. He wasn't so nispal from that. He was sitting amongst the Talmidei Chachomim and Gedolei HaMedina. No, not enough. If he would have said a drasha like some other midrashim say, he found him saying Dvarim Sheishleishamu Adam Me'olam, no one ever heard before. Okay, I would understand he was nispal from the drasha. But he said a little drasha. I'm psukim here in Tehillim that have to do with Parshas Lech Lecha, to the war of Ram Avinu, light with the kings. What was he so nispal from that he decided to change his mind instead of cutting him out and assering him from his estate? Adarabba, he wanted to give him the entire thing. So zakt Remeir Tzvi Bergman a dover nifla ad moed. And he explains as follows. What was Rebbe Lazar ben Hyrcanus telling us? He says, when you look at the psukim in the Torah, and the truth is, it should bother us why the Torah gives so much ink to explain the background of this war, by he and it was in the days of these kings. And the pasuk tells us that they served them for 12 years, and then for 13 years they rebelled against them. And in the 14th year of their rebellion, they finally decided to go on an all-out war, four kings against the five kings, to quell this rebellion. Now, once we know the background of what's going on, happens to be, Lot was there, and Lot got captured, and Avraham Avinu comes to his rescue. Meridik HaKiddush Hashem comes out of this story. When we look at this at face value, when we look at what the Torah is telling us, the war looks like it makes a lot of sense politically. There was a world war going on here. Why was there a world war? Well, you have nations and nations who were supposed to be in servitude to other nations and instead are rebelling for so many years. Okay, it's time to take care of it. Four kings get up to fight against five kings. There's a world war and it makes a lot of sense. Politically, it makes a lot of sense. But comes along Rebbe Lezer ben Hyrcanus and tells us that we're making a big mistake. On paper, it made a lot of sense. But truthfully, this was not the reason for the war. Says the Pasuk, Cherev Paschu Rishoim. These Rishoim, who are they? Amraphel v'chaveirov. Amraphel. Amraphel was Nimrod. Nimrod was the archenemy of Avraham Avinu. And in fact, when you look at the psukim, it says, Ba Kedarlaimer. Kedarlaimer came. And here we're saying it's Amraphel. Amraphel v'chaveirov. Amraphel was Nimrod. Amraphel was Nimrod. Nimrod was the archenemy of Avraham Avinu. His friends, all the kings, they were arch-enemies of Avram. Avram was popular. Avram was spreading the Dvar Hashem. Nimrod tried to throw him in the Kivshon Eish. And their entire life and existence is trying to get rid of Avram Avinu. So they came up with a plan. We have this problem with a rebellion that's going on for 13 years. It's okay. Let it go on. It's not bothering us. We're still okay. And they said, no, this is our chance to get rid of Avraham Avinu. If we'll be nations and nations going and being right, if one person, it doesn't look so good. But here we have a world war we're going to start. Cherev Paschu Rishoim. You want to know why they went out to war? Paschu, why they went out to war? Zamrofa v'chaveirov. They said, we know that there's light. The nephew of Avraham Avinu is Stoim. L'hapil ani v'avyoim. The entire reason we're going to go and start this war is to capture light. Why do you want to capture light? Because we know Avraham Avinu is a Mida Ish HaChesed. Avraham Avinu has Akaras HaTayiv to light. Why does he have Akaras HaTayiv to light? Because light, if not for Avraham Avinu, light would still be back in Haran. Lech Lecha Me'aretzucha, light came along with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu has Akaras HaTayiv to him. If not for Avraham Avinu, light would not be in Eretz Canaan. But you may say to yourself, yes, but if light would have stayed with Avraham Avinu, he wouldn't have been in Stein. Okay, that's true. But that doesn't take away from the fact that Avraham Avinu still has utmost Hakaras HaTayiv for light. And if light is going to be in danger, if light is going to be in danger, no matter how dangerous it is for Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu's Hakaras HaTayiv is going to get him to pick himself up and go try to rescue light. And at that point, said Avraham Rafa v'chaverav, we'll get rid of Avraham Avinu. There's no way. He's one person, a few hundred people. We'll take care of him. So this whole world war and the outside looked like it made a lot of sense politically. Comes along Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus, darshaning a pasuk in Tehillim and telling us, no, there's an entire different story here. Cherev paschu rishoyim zamrofu v'chaveirov. Why? Litboyach Yishrei Darech to Shecht Avraham Avinu. But what happened? Charbom Tavoy Belibom Pumfakert. Their cherev turned around, and Avraham Avinu, the Amud HaChesed, who they tried to get rid of, and Remer Tzvi throws in another kvetch. He says, you know what a rishus it is to take advantage of someone who is vulnerable only because they're helping someone else. He brings a Rambam, there's a Hamek Dover about this, by Shiluach HaKein. Maridik and Nitziv, and he learns it into the Rambam. He doesn't bring the Nitziv, he learns it into the Rambam. The Nitziv says, why are you not allowed to take a mother bird while she's hovering over her eggs? He says, the teva of a bird is, if a person's coming, they'll fly away. All the time, person comes, they're scared, they fly away. So how come this bird is not escaping? Why is this bird not escaping from this person who's coming close to the nest? You know why? She's risking her life to stay to protect her eggs or her children. Says the Torah, when she is putting herself in a vulnerable position to protect someone else, to protect her children, you cannot take advantage of that. Can't take advantage. Dr. Meir Tzvi, to take advantage of the Midas Tovus of Avraham Avinu, who's going to put himself in danger, to go out Zakaras HaTayiv, to save his relative, who he has Zakaras HaTayiv for, then when he's vulnerable, you're going to take advantage of him? Nay, nay, nay. You know what rishus that is? Says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Pumfakert, Charbom, Tavoy V'libom, Vayecholek Alaylam, Aleam Alayla Huvavoda Vayakem, Avraham Avinu was victorious. So what does this have to do with Hyrcanus? Zokt Remeir Tzvi Bergman as follows. Hyrcanus is plowing on the side of the mountain. The Gemara is in Bava Metzia. The side of the mountain is a dangerous place for plowing. The Gemara says, you rent an animal, and you rent the animal to go take it in the bikkah, out in the flat land, and you take it up to the har, and it slips and it breaks its leg, you're chayev, because you took it in a place where it's much more susceptible to being hurt. So he's up on the har. This is a place where animals break their legs all the time. So the animal's plowing, it breaks his leg. Hyrcanus says, that's normal. It happens all the time to everybody. Get another para, continue plowing. But Eliezer says, no, this is a message from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's not just teva, it's not just a surface explanation. I'm here plowing. Deep down I want to learn Torah. I have to do my job. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, no problem. I'm going to make it, your cow's going to break its leg. You don't have a cow anymore. Get up and go learn Torah. And Eliezer saw a depth to the message here. He saw the tiefkeit of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sending him a message. And he picked himself up and he ran away. And Hyrcanus is telling him, you're a fool. You're reading into things that don't exist. This is Maisim B'chol Yaim. What are you seeing here? And this was the reason why Hyrcanus was so upset at him. You're chasing fleeting dreams. You're seeing things where they're not. What are you running away for? I'm not giving you anything. Come back and do your job. And Hyrcanus gets up. And he goes to Yerushalayim. And he's still standing with his shita. That his son Eliezer's making a big mistake here. And he's dreaming. And the fact that he sees he's being matzlich and learning is not enough. And the fact he sees him darshing with the G'dayli Hador is not enough. But all of a sudden, the Hashkochas Hashem, and this, I didn't say this K'nech, I'm just thinking about it. I didn't say yesterday, but this is part of the Hashkochas Hashem. Which Jerusha is he darshening right now? He's darshening a Jerusha that when you look at a psukim in the Torah, it makes so much sense politically. You're looking at a map, and you're seeing what's going on in the world in a political way, with kings, with rebellions, with servants, with world wars. It makes so much sense on paper. Zokter of Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, you're all making a mistake. Nein, this wasn't the way it looks. This was a war that was made keneged Avraham Avinu. Keneged Avraham Avinu. They wanted to make this war, this world war, just for one purpose, to capture light, to get Avram to come try to rescue him, and then get rid of Avram Avinu. That was the drasha that he said. And this was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus l'shitasai, because he understood that things aren't always the way they seem on the surface. And that's why, when he saw his cow break its leg, he took it as a message from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And when Hyrcanus heard this drasha, he got up and he said, Amoida, I was mistaken. You're right. I thought that you're supposed to look at things in a surface way. And I see you, Eliezer, has taught me that no, this was taka message from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for you. A message that your job here is not for you. Go get up and learn Torah. And you were right. That is what Hyrcanus saw. And he said, I came here to cut you out of my estate because I stood by my shita. And now I see it's all wrong. And Adrava, I want to give you my entire estate. This is the pshat in the Medrash. Meiridika pshat in the Medrash. Zokt Remeir Tzvi as follows. Zokt Remeir Tzvi. So we don't have Nevi'im anymore. We don't have Ruach HaKodesh anymore. But the Rabbeinu Shalom still sends us messages. He sends us messages. The only question is, do we hear the messages? Are we recognizing them? Or do we think there's a teva? Do we think it's just normal? Are we able to open our ears to hear the messages that the Rabbeinu Shalom sends us? And obviously, the Rabbeinu Shalom sends messages on a global level, on a Klal Yisrael level, on a personal levels. Obviously, I'm not telling you if the tools of your trade break to just drop everything and run to Kailo and drop everything. Don't do anything drastic. But there are messages. We all get them. And the question is what we do with them. The Rabbeinu Shalom sends messages to Klal Yisrael. We just went through an election. An election that Trump won the election. Okay, it's gevaldik taka for Klal Yisrael. Meiridik Ashkochas Hashem. Bez Hashem, it should be good for Klal Yisrael. Lefi, the way we see things, it should be good for Klal Yisrael. But there's this euphoria. Mashiach is here, there's going to be world peace. All our problems have been solved. What happens the next 2 days later? There's a pogrom in Amsterdam. The Rabbeinu Shalom sent us a message. Well, you're not in Gaulus anymore? You're still in Gaulus. Don't make any mistakes. Just because your efforts helped and your candidate won, and hopefully it will change things. L'toiva for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael. You're still in Gaulus. There's a pogrom that was coordinated by Uber drivers. With the technology that we use L'toiva Seinu, they use L'ra'i Seinu. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, you're still in Gaulus. So it looks like it's going to get a little better in Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezus Hashem. You're still in Galus. Don't make any mistakes. What do you think? You're here in America, and so many frum candidates won different things. We're all excited about that. Says the Rabbi Nishal, don't forget, you're still in Galus. Rameir Shapiro, Zichroi Netzadik Levracha's yard site, was on Friday, Zayin Cheshvan, the same day as my mother, Aleha Shalom. He was in the Polish parliament because he needed to protect Klal Yisrael, but he had no friends in that parliament. Even if we have to put up candidates, it's only because we have to, but don't think that this is what the way it's supposed to be. Don't think we have friends. We're still in Galus. And the Rabbi Nishom sending that message to us. There's euphoria here. The Rabbi Nishom right away knocks it down and says, what are you doing? Okay, there was an election. Everything we did in this election was only hishtadlus. And I personally made machaz against certain organizations in their effort to get out the vote. They're so busy with ruchnias and mitzvahs and, I don't know, all nitzchias, mamish, crazy things. So what are you doing? It's only hishtadlus. It's only hishtadlus. It's only hishtadlus. The Rabbi Shalom said, okay, did you hishtadlus? I'm the one who's mamlech malachim. Go back to your Gemara. Stop it already. You're still in Galus. You want to be saved from Chavli Mashiach? Yasek b'teir v'gemilz chasodim. Who said that? Rabbi Lazar HaGadol said that Yasek b'teir v'gemilz chasodim. Go to Taira. Go back to your Gemara. Go back to your Araisa. Go back to your Dirshu. Go back to your Mishtabura. Go back to your Chesed. That's what you do. All the rest of it. You had to do it. Because you're in Galus, it's all part of Ishtadlus. But don't think this is it. Don't think this is like Gan Eden here. Don't think Mashiach is here. The Rabbi Shem in a moment sent us a wake-up call. Of course, it's going to be Oshtekloch Teira of why it happened and this, and let's make petitions to the Dutch whatever in the Netherlands and this and that so he'll see it. Narishkeit, you're not hearing the message. You're not hearing the message. The message was, it was all Ishtadlus, you're in Galus. Go back to your shul, go back to your Torah, go back to doing what you're supposed to do, and remember, you're in Galus until Mashiach comes. Will there be world peace? I don't know. Mistamenat, because that's the way things are, until the emes of Mashiach is going to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us messages. We have to hear these messages. Yes, you can give all terutzim of why the world war of the four and five kings happened. But Rabbi Lazar ben Hyrcanus tells us, nay, there's something else going on over here. And his own personal life, he saw something else. He heard the message from the Rabbi Nishalaylam. And we need to hear the message from the Rabbi Nishalaylam. We need to hear the message from the Rabbi Nishalaylam and things that happen in this world. The Rabbi Nishalaylam is telling us to wake up. To wake up. You're in Galus. Stop with the culture. Stop with thinking you're an American. You're a Yid. Yes. We have to do our ishtalus. And Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Meshech Chachma tells us, in Galus, behind the scenes, he puts up Malachim of Chesed, kings of Chesed and Rachamim, the Takadu take care of Klal Yisrael. And there's ups and downs. That's Galus. There's ups and downs. There's Gezeris, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a reprieve. This is how he makes sure Klal Yisrael stays. But don't think for a second. Number one, we did something, and number two, that, this is it. We've achieved it. No. The Rebbeinu Shalom immediately sends messages to us, and he tells us what? You're going to have a pogrom like it was in the 1930s. You're going to have a pogrom that lo yomen ki yesuper. That who would have thought of such a thing? Why? Don't forget. You're in Galus. Don't forget who you are. Your job is to go back to the Torah. And the same thing is in our personal lives. The Rebbeinu Shalom sends us messages as well. What we do with them, obviously, like I said, we can't do things that are drastic. But we have to hear them. We have to hear the messages he sends us to be better, to be kinder, to be closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom, to recognize what's real in life and what's fake in life. If there's nothing we learned, there's Olam HaSheker out there. This election has taught us the Shkarim. and taught us how the Rabbi Nishalim says to us, look what I did here. It was Mamish HaMais of Purim. Kadosh Baruch Hu moves this one out. The Gra in Megillas Esther. Who would have ever, how could Esther ever become the queen? There's a Vashti, Achashverosh needs Vashti because she's the royal blood and he's not, and he was a stable boy. And he said, but the Rabbi Nishalim took many years in the Purim story for him to move the pieces about. But he did. Look what the Rabbi Nishalim did here. How we move things about, which candidate, or no open primary, etc. and etc. If she would have become the president, it would have been mamish, the biggest coup in American history. But it was the Rabbi Nishalim, Rabbi Nishalim feared the welt. So Rabbi Nishalim said, what do you think? I couldn't have made it in a moment, flipped the other way? I couldn't have made it? Did you see what I was doing here? And the Rabbi Nishalim should have Rachmanis on us. Rabbi Nishalim says, what do you think, your friend in the White House? In a moment, I can't make him turn? What are you thinking? Stop it! Stop it! You're in galus. It's all hishtadlus. Recognize who you are. Do what you need to do. But go back to your Gemara. Go back to your Torah. Go back to your mitzvahs. That's the only thing that will save you from the Chevle Mashiach. And Be'ez Hashem, let us open our ears, hear the Rabbi Nishalm's messages, and we'll talk about Zoychez. Yaakov Avinu said, Lishuoscha kivisi Hashem. Says the Ramban, Lishu, we said it by the Don, because he saw Shimshon. Shimshon brought a Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. But it was a temporary Yeshua. Says Yaakov Avinu, and it's interesting, someone pointed out to me after davening, they went ad Don, the Pasuk says, over here by Avram Avinu. That Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem said Yaakov Avinu. Yes, there will be other Yeshuas, but those aren't the real Yeshuas. Those are temporary Yeshuas. I remember Abel Yisvei saying, those Seidweilige Yeshuas, they're just temporary Yeshuas. When he said over this Ramban, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, there's only one Bali Yeshua. That Yeshua is Yeshuascha. When you're going to bring the Yeshua, it'll be your Yeshua, Rabbi Nishalm. Then we'll know it's a Yeshua. Then we could celebrate. Then we could be confident that there'll be world peace. When the Rabbi Nishalm brings Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimheira V'Yameinu, Amen. Kol Tov, everyone.